Okay, we're going to try Be'ez Hashem to finish off the Omer today. We saw yesterday, remember, we have to not lose sight of the sugya that we're learning because it's a lengthy sugya. We had a machloikas on Omer Aleph, various different halachas, five different machloikasim and all different inyonim. And the Gemara suggested that the machloikas is really based on one thing, and that is Yesh Eim L'Mikra, Yesh Eim L'Maseiris. Not getting involved in all the machlokes again, I think we remember them, that was the discussion. Problem is, the Gemara brought Bosa B'Cholov. Bosa B'Cholov is the big Maramokim, because it says in the Torah, Lo Savashal Gedi B'Chalev Imoy. So how do you know if that's Chalev, which means milk, or chele, which means fat? So surely that should also be dependent on yesh em lemikra, yesh em lemaseiris, and yet everybody agrees that there's an issa called basa b'cholov. Nobody in the world ever suggested that there's no such issa, and that the issa is basa b'chelev. Nobody said that. So the Gemara concluded at that stage, although we're going to see that the Gemara is going to backtrack again in a moment, but so far, so the Gemara backtracked and the Gemara said, well, it must be that everybody holds Yesh Eim L'Mikra. And that's why everybody agrees that there's an Issa called Bosa B'Cholov, not Bosa B'Chedev. If that's the case, then the Gemara has very big work to do. And we've seen most of the work already, and that is, we have to re-examine all of the various different machloiksim and explain if it's not based on Yesh Eim L'Mikra and Yesh Eim L'Maseiris, if everybody really agrees that Yesh Eim L'Mikra, so why is there a machloikas at all? So the Gemara went through all the various machloiksim one by one. We began with Asher Yarshiun. Yesterday we saw at great length V'chiper, 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 if you remember, that everybody agrees that Yesh Eim L'Mikra. So if that's the case, surely Beis Shammai is right, and two matonos should be li'ikuva. The reason why Beis Hillel holds that only one maton is li'ikuva, that was the whole v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper drasha, without getting involved in the whole thing again. But basically, it was very unclear, says the Gemara, based on logic. Logic could pull you in either direction, either comparing it to one type of carbon or to a different type of carbon. The final analysis that logic could not help us. We needed a drosha. And the drosha was the very fact that the Torah writes v'chiper three times, which means every extra word is to teach you an extra din. So you don't need four, you need three. You don't need three, you need two. You don't need two, you need one. Which means, yes, Beis Hillel agree that Yesh Eim L'Mikra, as a general rule. The reason why over here in particular he said you only need one matana was based on this v'chipe 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 drasha. Yeah.
I'm thinking about that the chelev and cholov thing is a raya that the only Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Why can't it be sometimes Yesh Eim L'Mikra, sometimes Yesh Eim L'Masorah? There are different opinions, but in the halacha of but halacha of chelev, you know, basar v'cholov, everyone knows and agrees there is no such thing as basar v'chelev. That everyone agrees.
How do you know?
It's a Masorah, or it's a Torah Moshe Mitzrayim, or you know, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be because that's the way it's read. In this case, that's the way it's read. Nobody has an opinion that's different. The only reason we say it's mikra because in some cases they read Masorah and mikra. In this case, it's everyone agrees it's chelev. Doesn't mean that's always the case.
We have no Maseiris suggesting that it has to be Basa B'Cholov. If you hold it's Yeshem L'Mikra, it's got to be consistent unless there's a drosha to teach you otherwise. If you hold Yeshem L'Maseiris, that it has to be consistent unless you have a specific drosha otherwise. We're, by the way, going to see soon, we might even get there today, I'm not sure, but there is a specific drosha with regard to Basa B'Cholov. But at the moment, there is no known Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, therefore it all has to be worked out from the Pasuk. We're going to come back to it. Look in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, V'Rab Shimon V'Rabbanon, it's about halfway down the Amud. The first word on the line is Nosan. If you remember, this was now the fourth out of five machloikesim. We had a machloikes between Rav Shimon and the Rabban on how many walls a sukkah must have. Is it three or is it four? Everybody agrees, in this case, there definitely is a halacha Moshe Mesinai. Everybody agrees that there's a halacha Moshe Mesinai which tells you that the last wall only has to be a partial wall. The question is, well, what is the last wall? Does the Torah require me to have four walls, which therefore means it's three and a bit? Or does the Torah require me to have three walls, in which case it is two and a bit? And we thought it was based on the machlokes of yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemaseires, depending on how you read the word sukkos, sukkos, etc., etc. But now that we're establishing that everybody holds yesh eim lemikra, so what is the machlokes all about? Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon, with regard to how many walls in a sukkah. Baha pligi are arguing about the following. Reb Shimon Sova, remember Reb Shimon holds that you have to have four walls altogether in your sukkah, which means three and a bit. How does he know that? Because he holds Sova that schocha loi boi kra. I don't need a special pasuk to teach me that you have to have schach. Remember, what were the words in the pasuk that we are darshaning? Basukais, basukais, basukais. So how many of those words are available for a drasha? So Reb Shimon says, I don't need any of those words to teach me that a sukkah has to have schach. Why don't I need that? Because if it's no schach, it's not a sukkah. The very name sukkah indicates you've got to have schach. The Rabbanon Sovri, however, the Rabbanon hold that schacha ba'ikro, that we do need a pasuk to teach me the concept of not just have a sukkah, but it's also got to have schach. In which case, one of those words are not available for a drasha. There is one less word available for a drasha. And if there's one less word available for a drasha, well, that's why he holds you have to have one less wall, i.e. only three walls, which means that the machlokes is therefore nothing to do with yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemaseiras. It's simply about how many words are available. Have a look at Rashi towards the end of the narrow line. Reb Shimon Barabonon, Kulu Yesh Eim Lemikra Svir Lehu. It's true that everybody holds Yesh Eim Lemikra. So how must you read these words? Sukkos, 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 as if each one was written with a vav. V'chi Madlis, and when you remove Chad, one of Basukos, quote unquote, Legufe, because I need it there just to tell me the context. Poshi Lohu Arba, you're left with four. Again, if the Torah writes Basukos three times and you tell me Yesh Eim Lemikra, so it's as if they're all written with a Vav, which is plural, so three times two is six. Now, everybody agrees that the first word is not available for a drasha because obviously I've got to tell me that you've got to sit in a sukkah. So it's only the two last words that I'm looking at. Basukkos, basukkos, according to the mikra, means it's two times two, it's four walls. If that's the case, if it's four, does that mean you have to have four walls? Avol Rabbanon Sovri, that sichacha Ba'i kro. But I need also that word sukkah to tell me that you've got to have schach. That's not available for a drasha. So of those four, only three are available. Is poshi lehu, there remain, poshi means remain, there remains Gimel defonais. Of which, remember we have the Halacha Moshe Messina, which tells us that the last one doesn't have to be a full well. The Gra'ata Hilchasa Lishlishis. And the Hilchasa, which means Halacha Moshe Messina, minimizes the last wall to be just a tefach, which therefore you get to the magic number. Yes, it's three walls altogether, but it's really two and a bit. Rav Shimon Sobar, I don't know. Sachacha loy bo ikra. I don't need a special pasuk to teach me you're going to have schach. The mikra, the medalinon legufei nafka. Because from that very first word, which we never use for a drasha, the word basukos, I can learn from there also that it's going to have schach. Why? Doha beloy schacha loy mikri sukkah. Because without schach, it's simply not called a sukkah. I don't need another pasuk. I don't need two psukim, one to tell me you've got to build a sukkah, and then another pasuk to tell me, by the way, put schach on it. Because Reb Shimon says that the definition of a sukkah is with schach. So if that's the case, I really do have four spare droshes, and that tells me four walls, of which the last one is a short wall. So that means in the final analysis, the machloikas has nothing to do with Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemaseiris. Rather, it's all about how many psukim are available for a drosha. And with that, we move now to the very last machlekas. What was the last machlekas? The last machlekas was between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon. If you remember, what was the machlekas? We know that if there is a mace in a building or a revius of dam, that's metame. The question was, what happens if you have a revius of dam that came from two masons? So neither one of the mesim actually gave the requisite amount of dam. Even though I've got a revius altogether, but it's coming from two dead bodies. Will that be enough to metame or not? It was a machlekes tanaim. And the Gemara thought that a machlekes was yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesayres. And it all depended on how you learn the word nefoshos. How is the word nefoshos in the Torah written? Without a vav. But according to the Mikra, it's as if it's written with a vav. Nefoshos is the plural. So it's two mesim, two dead people. That was the machlokes. Now the Gemara says, no, we can understand differently. Says the Gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva v'Rabbanan b'ha pligi. Do you know what the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon is? It's as follows. Rabbi Akiva sova, yes, like we said a minute ago, nefoshois, tarati mashma. If you go with the mikra, then it's as if it is written nefoshois with a vav, and nefoshois with a vav is definitely plural. So it's not a dead body, rather it is dead bodies in the plural. So why did the Rabbanon disagree? If it's not because of the Maseiros. The Rabbanon Savri that no. Nefoshois da alma mashma. What does nefoshois da alma mashma mean? They say that it doesn't have to be translated as blood coming from dead bodies. Rather, it means, as Rashi explains, blood that comes from any of a dead body in the world. Doesn't mean there are two dead bodies in the building. Rather, it means anybody, anybody. Look at Rashi on the second wide line. Nefosha is the alma. Ulaholam choda mashma. Really, they maintain it's not two dead bodies, it is one. So why then do you use the plural? Elohochi, comma, this is what it means. Al achas mikol nefoshois meis shabaylam. Any dead body of anybody in the world, lo yove, etc., etc., etc. Not of dead bodies here in the building, but rather anybody, anybody. When I say the word anybody, that also means the plural. Anybody, any person in the world. But actually it's referring to one solitary guf in the building. And therefore, once again, the machlokas is not based on yesh em lemikra, yesh em lemesiras, Rather, it's simply how to translate the word nefoshes. Now, we need to catch our breath over here. Have a breather. And take stock of where we're up to. Because it's a complicated omid. But we're coming to the end of this complicated sugya now. So let's just now briefly sum up. We have five machloiksim tanoim on Omad Aleph with regard to Dayonim, with regard to Shivim and Shvuaim, with regard to Matonis of Dam, with regard to walls of a sukkah, and with regard to blood of a dead body. Five machloiks tanoim. Stage one of the Gemara was, we tried to explain that the machloikas between the various tanoim is yesh eim lemikra versus yesh eim lemaseiris. That was stage one. What was stage two? Stage two is that we brought up the discussion of basa b'cholof. Lo yisavashal gadei b'chaliv eimoy. Nobody disagrees there. If there really was a machloikas yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemaseiris, well, why haven't I found a Mishnah somewhere that tells me that one Tana says there's an Issa called Bosa B'cholov and another Tana tells me there's an Issa called Bosa B'chelev? No such thing. So the Gemara therefore concluded at stage two, it must be that everybody agrees that Yesh Eim L'mikra. If that's the case, we then move on to stage three. If everybody holds that Yesh Eim L'mikra, well, could you please explain or re-explain the five machloiksim once again? If all parties agree that yesh eim lemikra, well, why are they disagreeing on five different cases? And at stage two, the Gemara went through all the machloiksim, which were just now finished, to explain to us, one by one, that the machloikas has nothing to do with mikra versus maseiris. Everybody holds yesh eim lemikra. Nobody on planet Earth holds yesh eim lemaseiris, and the reason why there are so many machloikasim in all those various cases, each one is because of a local machloikas, how to learn the various psukim in that particular parasha. But it's not a global machloikas, maseiris and kabbalah and mikra, which means at this stage, where are we up to now? If we were to stop now, were this to be the end of the sugya, which, by the way, it is not, if this would be the end of the sugya, and we would be asked in the final analysis, yesh eim lemikra versus yesh eim lemaseiris, what do we hold? At this stage, everybody holds yesh eim lemikra. How do you know everybody holds yesh eim lemikra? So the key was basa b'cholof. Says the Gemara, we now move over to stage four. Says the Gemara, Uda kule alma yesh eim lemikra? Question mark. Is it really true that everybody holds yesh eim lemikra? Remember, that's what we thought we could prove from basa b'cholof. And based on that, we re-examined all the various machloiksim and tried to explain them one by one because we were convinced from basa b'cholof that everybody holds yesh eim lemikra. Is that really true? V'hotanya, but I've got a braisa. I'm going to prove to you in this braisa that we definitely have an opinion that I hold yesh eim lemaseiris. And if we manage to prove that there is an opinion that yesh eim lemaseiris, well, then we are once again in big trouble. If we successfully prove that somebody holds yesh eim lemaseiris, where are we in trouble, Rabbi Yisai? Where are we in trouble?
Basa b'cholof.
Very good. Basa b'cholof. If somebody out there, somewhere, someplace, sometime, somebody holds yesh eim lemaseiris, then I'm perfectly happy to go back to the five machloikasim and say, okay, that's machloikas mikra maseiris. But what are we going to do with basa b'cholof? So let's first have a look. Is there somebody who holds Yeshem Lemaseiris? Says the Gemara, we have a Braisa. Letoitafois, Letoitafois, Letoitafois. This is obviously referring to Tefillin, which is written altogether three times in the Torah. But if you look at the Gemara carefully, you will notice that the first two mentions are without a Vav. The second mention is with a Vav. So if the first one is in the singular, and the second one is in the singular, and the third one is plural, so that's one and one and two, says the Gemara, Hare Kan Arba. That's how I know that you have to have four parashiyos in your tefillin. Toitafos is one, Toitafos is another one, and then Toitafos with a Vav is another two, is four. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Einoi tzarech. You don't need to derive it from the multiple mentions of Toitafos. Rather, the mere translation of the word Toitafos means four. Why? Because tat, the word Toitafos comes from tat and pas. Tat, Bekaspi, there's a language called Kaspi, and in Kaspi language, tat is shtaim. And pas, quote unquote, ba'afriki, is also shtaim. So therefore, rather than deriving, I agree to you, he's not disagreeing, I agree to you that you have to have four parashas in your tefillin. But you do not need to derive it from the fact that you have multiple mentions of Toitafos, it's one and one and two. Rather, if you translate the word Toit and Fos, Tat and Pas, that's two and two from Kaspi language and Afriki language.
Then what do we learn from all this Toitafos, Toitafos, Toitafos?
Yeah, you're quite right. We'd have to learn other halachos. There's a whole lengthy thesis about that. Now, what is the $64 million question that we are now asking? Where do we see in this braisa that Yesh Eim LeMaseiris?
One.
Because you see there Rabbi Shmuel holds, and how do you read the pasuk? One and one and two. Excuse me. If you really hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, that even though it's written in the singular, but it definitely sounds like the plural. So Toitafos, 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 why doesn't anybody say that you need six parashas in the tefillin?
Or at least five.
Why five?
Because you have the first Toitafos is the telling us the halacha, and then the next two are extra.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's right.
Lose.
No, it's still four. It's still four. If Yeshayim LeMikra, it's still four. The first one is the halacha, and the next two, Yeshayim LeMikra, are two and two.
So I could learn four that way.
Yeah.
Problem is, the Gemara doesn't say that. That's the kshayla. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Toita Fois in the singular, Toita Fois in the singular, Toita Fois in the plural is one and one and two. How can you possibly call it one and one and two? It's only one if you go with the Maseiros, but it's two if you go with the Mikra. Have a look
Sounds
at Rashi.
Sounds like even in the Mikra you could have four.
But have a look at Rashi. The Parashas Shema, or the Parashas Ki Aviach HaKasiv L'Toitafos Choser, Vav, without a Vav. Avol the parashas v'hoyoyim shamaya, that's in Shema. K'siv l'toita fois mole hare kan dalad batim l'tfilin. That's how I know you've got to have your four compartments in your tefillin. Shol roi. Avol shol yad einoy eno achas. Certainly in the shol yad you only need one. That's for reasons not relevant to us at the moment. Kaspi, sheim mokoim, the name of a certain place. Kesheroitzim loymar shtayim, when they want to say two, oymar, they say tat. Va'afriki, nami mokim is also a name of a place, v'koirin, Shtayim, pat. So toitofos is from the word tat and pas. So you get four. So either way, you see quite clearly in the braisa that what? That when you have toitofos written in the singular, it's understood to be the singular. Even though, according to the mikra, it should be in the plural. So Rabbeisai, we have just now completed stage four, and we are now in huge trouble. Why are we in big trouble? Because we have just now proved from this Raisa, the Yesh Eim L'Masoiris. So I don't mind, says the Gemara. I'm perfectly happy. I'm perfectly happy to reconsider the five braises and say once again that really the machlokes is mikra versus Masoiris. That's no problem. But as Rabbi Larry pointed out before, where will I be in trouble? I'll be in trouble with Bosa Macholo. Because if, as you see in Tefillin, there is an opinion that holds Yesh Eim L'Masoiris, and we now even know his name, it's Rabbi Ishmael. So why have we never found a Mishnah that tells us that according to Rabbi Ishmael, there's no such issa called Basa B'Cholov, it's called Basa B'Cheilev.
So why can't it be for Basa B'Cholov? It's Yesh Eim L'Mikra. It's not a klal.
So you asked before,
nobody has an opinion about Cheilev. I don't understand why that changes everything.
There's a klal. If you hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra, it's across the board. If you hold Yesh Eim L'Masoiras, it's across the board.
So because in this one halacha, nobody says anything but Cholov, therefore we must hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra across the board?
No, the other way around. If Rabbi Shmuel holds in Tefillin the Yesh Eim L'Masoiras, then that must be his opinion across the entire Torah, including Bosa Ber, should be Chalav. So whenever we have a Mishnah that discusses Bosa B'Cholav, why did Rabbi Shmuel not jump up and down?
So you're saying now, because of the Totafos thing, Rabbi Shmuel must always agree to Yesh Eim L'Masoiras. He can never look at something but B'Mikra.
Correct. If you hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra, then that's a universal way of understanding the Torah. If you hold the Masoiras, then that's a universal way. But whatever you hold, it's got to be consistent. You can't pick and choose. So if Rabbi Shmuel holds Yesh Eim L'Masoiras, which he clearly does, as is evident in the Totafos discussion,
how does he learn Cholov?
Then how does he learn Basa B'Cholov? Says the Gemara, we're now up to stage five. Hello, our favorite word, we're backtracking. La'olam pligi. You're right. We made a mistake. Pligi, there really is a machlokes Yesh Eim L'Mikra versus Yesh Eim L'Masoiras. That's actually how we understood right in the beginning. But then we backtracked based on Basa B'Cholov, and we thought everybody must hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Okay, we're backtracking again. No, there really is a machlokes. There are those who hold Yesh Eim L'Mikra. There are those who hold Yesh Eim L'Masoiras. So what on earth are we going to do with Basa B'Cholov? Says the Gemara, there is a qualification. La'olam pligi. You're right, there is a machlokes, Mikra versus Masoiras. However, Vahani mili. Do you know when that applies? Ki pligi. Do you know when there's a machlokes? Heicha deshoni. Where there is a difference, there is a difference between the Kra and the Masoiras. In every single one of the five examples we saw on Amud Aleph, the Kra and the Masoiras are different. For example, Sukkos can be written in two ways, either with a Vav or without a Vav. Toitofos could be written in two ways. Nefashos could be written in two ways. Shivim or Shvuayim, Yarshiun or Yarshiein. So there is a difference between the Mikra and the Mesoiris. The Mesoiris, as it is written, doesn't have a Vav. The Mikra, as it is pronounced, does have a Vav. So where you have a contradiction between the Mikra and the Mesoiris, that's indeed where you have a Machlokes, which one do you follow? However, Aval hai cholov v'chelev d'chi hadodi ninhu. There is no difference in spelling between cholov and chelev. So there yesh eim lemikra. Does everybody agree on every single case of yesh eim lemikra? No. There definitely is a machlekas mikra versus maseiris. But that machlokes only applies where there is a contradiction between, in spelling, between the Mikra and the Maseiris. So then you've really got to take a position. Is it Mikra you're going with or Maseiris you're going with? But where there is no difference in spelling, like Cholov and Chelev, there everybody agrees you go with the Mikra.
Okay, but how do they know it's read Cholov and not Chelev?
Because that's the Mikra.
But the Mikra doesn't have notes underneath it.
No, that's the Maseiris on the way it's supposed to be written. It's supposed to be pronunciated. So therefore, that's not a good example of a Mikra versus Maseiris Machlekas. In which case, everything is fine and dandy. Have a look at Rashi. The Shoni Kra Memaseiris, but Oisiois Hakriya. In the letters necessary for the reading, Yeseirois ala Maseiris. But actually, you have more letters when reading than pronouncing. For example, Kamoi, Letaitafois, Basukois, Kronois, all of those examples, they're not written with a Vav. But the way they're pronounced as if they do have a Vav. So de'ika lemeima, there you can say mida shani, because there is a discrepancy between the pronunciation and the way it's written. Vadai tarvayu darshinon. So therefore, both could be options. It could be the mikra, it could be the maseiros, and there we have a machlokes. Avo, however, cholov v'chelev d'chi hadodi ninu. Milk and fat, cholov and chelov are spelt the exact same way. Then, kulei alma moidu de yeshem lemikra. Then everybody agrees that yeshem lemikra. The machlokes tanoim between mikra and maseiros only applies where there's a discrepancy, not just between the way it's pronounced and the way it is written, but rather if the way it is pronounced requires an extra letter. Toitafois in the plural requires an extra letter. So too chronois, so too nefashois. That's where there's a machlokes mikra versus maseiros. But in cholov and chelev, there's no extra letters. They're both spelled ches lamed beis. There, everybody agrees yeshem lemikra.
So really what you're saying is there's a mesorah on how to read the Torah. Yeshem lemikra is pretty much the klal. Unless there's an extra letter somewhere, then certain people will say, what do we learn from the letter? Then it's a yesh eim mesoros.
100%. So a cholov and chelev where there's nothing extra. So the general rule is yesh eim lemikra. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Tomorrow we'll see. That's not quite the final maskana, but we'll see that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
Amazing.
Okay. Oh. Well, have a great day.
Good day.
You too.